The next one. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai
is the third. We're about maybe 12 lines down, something like that. It says, Miyom Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo, from the day that Hashem created His world, Lohaya Adam, there wasn't anyone, Shahoda LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gave Hodaya, I'll define it later on, thanks, let's call it for now, Ad until Shabasa Leah, until Leah, i.e. the wife of Yaakov, showed up on the scene, Vodaso, and she thanked Hashem. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Hapam, this time, Odes Hashem, I will give Hodah to Hashem. So the Pasha Pshat here is like this, for the Kashas. Yes, for the Kashas. But the Pasha Pshat is that Leah knew they were going to have 12 sons amongst the four of them. She had three, she had had three so far. And that was her fair share, three for each of the four women in Yaakov's life. And if you can call those, whatever, however you call them, the mother bearers, the child bearers. And when she got the fourth, she got more than her fair share. So on that, she said, she gave Hodaya. That's how Rashi learns. The Rashba brings, to illustrate the point of what Rashi means, he brings a midrash from Bereishis Rabba, which says there was a Kohen who went to go to the Goren, how do you call it, the threshing floor. He went to collect his chalik, his havrashas, the Kohen. And the farmer there gave him a kor. The kor is like a 30 saw. Saws, remember, it's like a 6-pack of 2-liter bottle, 12 liters, so 30 kor, 30 saws, like 360 liters, like 1,000 pounds of wheat as a gift. And he took it. And then some random next door gave the Kohen a kamitza, one little handful of wheat. And the Kohen then was matzik and tov. He said, thank you very much. So the farmer said, are you crazy? I just gave you 1,000 pounds a week. You didn't so much as bat an eyelid. Now this joker gives you a little fistful, and all of a sudden you're thanking him. What gives? So the Kohen says, listen, what you gave me was my fair share. What this guy gave me, didn't have to give me from his pocket. So therefore I thanked him. So the Rosh Hashanah says, that's what illustrates the point here, that whatever it was, Leah knew this was her fair share, so to speak. Therefore, she didn't give a special hodiah to Hashem. But then, when she got more than she bargained for, so to speak, and she recognized she got extra, so then she gave Hodaya. Now, obviously, you see from Pesukim before, characters already from Kain and Hevel, right? People are thanking Hashem for what they got. So it's not the Pshat that wants to thank you. The Pshat is, and I'm sure Leah said thank you too, for her first three children. The point is that there's a difference between, and really, we don't have time now to go into it, but it is the month. Kislev is the month of Halal and Hodah. We get that Chanukah. We'll speak about Hodaya more. Hodah, but Hodaya is saying thank you, and a payment is and the normal of what they ever did is like an expression of gratitude, and especially gratitude is especially repaying a debt. You have idiom of debt of gratitude. Like, I owe you. You did something for me, and you went out of your way, and therefore, I owe you for the freebie you did for me. I'm focused on the fact that you did something. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And that's shot like the Rashba. You didn't have to do it, but you did. There's something there. But it's a repayment of a debt to saying thanks. Hodah, real, however you call it, is a recognition that, not just a repayment, it's a recognition that, I couldn't have done this without you, that you're involved in life. You're taking an interest in me. You've invested in me. What I have is not just, I didn't get a freebie from you. It's like what I have in my life is a part of you. It's coming from you. And that's the pshat, that there's this order to things. And Leah saw, out of the order is that she's meant to be the Eim Yisrael and her fair share and so on. So you say thank you, like anyone said thank you. But she really was mocking that Hashem, so to speak, took a special interest in her and an investment in her, that he went above and beyond and gave her more than her fair share. Therefore, she expressed Hodaya, and she was the first to have this a saga that maybe even analogous to Abraham, the saga of Adon, that she got more than her fair share because Hashem was involved in her and chose to give her more than she otherwise would have deserved. Okay? So we'll stop there for tonight, I guess.